The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 6th chapter. Glory to O Lord. Jesus said, "But I say to you, let listen. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies. Do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for God is kind to the ungrateful and to the wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. It's such a challenging text today. We all know that in the New Testament, Jesus gave us the great commandment to love your Lord, God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And what is the second one? To love your neighbor as yourself. I mean, this is already a big challenge for us. There are so many things in our lives that could keep us away from God. Our work, our school, the money, our busy schedule, that will all could lead us far away from God. And to love our neighbor, I mean, it is not hard to love someone, but to love them as ourselves is another story. I couldn't think about someone that I could love so much that I would put myself away. Even for my mom, I mean, I still love my mom, but many times I would think for myself first before I think others. As a sinner who was born with sin, the nature of my self-interest and self-center just make it impossible for me to love others just as myself. And now Jesus gave us another challenge to love your enemies. I really don't like that. And I think none of us would want to love someone that we hate. And if I have a choice, that today's text is one of the scriptures that I want to avoid to talk about. Really, it's just hard. And it doesn't make sense for me. I remember when I was in high school, we had a world history class. And in this class, there's a section talking about the world religion. And in order to help us to remember what's the main idea for each religion, the teacher would summarize with one sentence for what the religion stands for. And yet, for the Christianity, a teacher chooses a text from today. Can you guess which sentence she chose from today's text? Yeah, love your enemies. So every time when she said, love your enemies, and then anyone strike you on your cheek and give the other also, the whole class will just laugh. I mean, people make fun of this sentence. And I feel very uncomfortable because this sentence became the label for the Christianity and for this whole class. I mean, there are so many texts and good words in the Bible. You could choose why you choose this one, to love your enemies. And then, so I talked with the teacher, and I asked the reason, and I realized that it was not her random selection. It is the sentence that was used the most in the exams. I was very surprised, and I'm not sure if it's still using today in the exams. So next time, if you meet someone from China in my age, and you talk about this text, they may know about this text. We know. When Jesus said, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you," I mean, how come? It's just impossible for me. How can I love someone that hurts me so much? And when sometimes the harm is so deep that I couldn't even forgive, then how can I love them? And the word enemy is kind of far away from me, and I couldn't think about anyone that I hate so much that I could call them enemy. But when we look back to the historical time, back in Jesus' time, the Israelites were truly living under their enemies, the Romans. They hate the Romans because the Romans destroyed their home and killed them, cursed them, and abused them. And the pains and the hatreds were so deep inside their bones. So when Jesus told people to love these enemies, such words turned many away from Christ. Let's think about the word enemy together. It is hard for us to find someone we call as enemy. So what does this enemy mean today in our lives? Who are our enemies? Really, I mean, take a few seconds to think about these two questions. Who are our enemies today? You can shout loud if you have any thoughts. Your boss. It's true. Yep. Maybe the word enemy is too strong, too harm for us to think about. And how about the people that we don't like? And the people that we couldn't stand with. And I think the enemies we're talking today is different from back in Jesus' time. It's not the Romans. But the enemies could appear in our lives in very different ways. It could be someone didn't reply our message, or someone cut in front of us while we are in a hurry to somewhere, or we experienced a very bad customer service, or other things or people that just make us angry or offend us, or someone we just don't like. And we don't want to work with them like a boss. We don't want to work with them. We don't want to talk with them. And we don't want to listen to them or even being in the same space with them. But it could also be someone in our lives that who did abuse us and hurt us a lot. And imagine for those families who lost their loved ones in a mass shooting, it's just impossible for them to love the killer. We all have different enemies at different levels. And then the question is, how can we love them? And I think today's scripture gives us a very different angle to see the question for this answer. In our first reading from Genesis, Joseph and his brothers reunited after 20 years. His brothers were so scared that Joseph would revenge for what they did for him. And however, Joseph replied, really touched my heart, and he said, "God sent me before you to preserve for you are remnant on earth, and to keep alive for you many survivors. Joseph was the victim, but now he was comforting his brothers who sold him into Egypt. Joseph could treat his brothers as his enemies since he was in that position that he could even kill them. But he saw his experience of being sold by his brother into Egypt in an entirely different angle, and he turned the whole story from hatred to a blessing. This blessing flowed from one family and to the nation of Israel. Joseph was not a Superman. He had emotions. He was crying and he was lamenting. And I believe that there must be hatred in the beginning and probably struggle, angry, and maybe forgiveness, and many other emotions mixed together. But Joseph chose to love and say the whole story in a different angle. This is the gospel speaks to me today, even if we couldn't see the whole picture, we couldn't love, at least we could try to see things in different angles. And when we try to look at things in different perspectives, it may change the whole story. And we all have different stories, different ideas, and different views in our lives. Even for the same restaurant, we could have very different experience of their food or service. And sometimes others may hurt us, maybe because he or she just lost their job. And sometimes we may also hurt others because we just had a bad day. And there are so many things that could blind us to see the whole picture of this story. In this week, we lift up our Family Moving Forward team, as Pastor Jane just mentioned in the children's message, and we thank you all who have put their time and effort into the Family Moving Forward. I was here Tuesday night. I was the overnight host. And we all know that big snow on Wednesday. So the school was canceled and the three of the families ended up to stay here at our church for the whole day on Wednesday. In the early morning of Wednesday, there are many text messages and calls and communications going back and forward, and we're all trying to figure out what's going on, what happened, what's the plan for today. And in the end, Pastor Jen came in, brought Eliza, and Eliza volunteered to take care of the kids in the morning. And our lovely friends, Maria and Jesus, and they cook lunch for all of us. It's very good. It's the best taco I have. It's very good lunch. And in the afternoon, Amalda and her parents came in. They brought snow pans, and they brought kids out to play with the snow. It's just such a blessing day. I mean, it starts with the stress, tension, and unhappiness. Anxiety was in between, but it turned out as a blessing in the end. Let's think about those two questions when we go back home today. Who are the enemies in our lives? And what can we do to see things in different angles? Who are the enemies in our lives? And how can we see things in different angles? Amen.